This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Tennessee is known for its whiskey, especially Jack Daniel's, the most popular American whiskey in the world. But until recently, that state had only three distilleries. Now, thanks to changes in the liquor law, whiskey distilleries are popping up all over. But just getting that whiskey to market takes a long time. So WPLN's Emily Siner reports the new distilleries are getting creative.
The big warehouse of distillery Speakeasy Spirits smells like fermenting alcohol, which is exactly what's happening in giant bubbling tubs in the middle of the room. Dozens of barrels line the walls.
We're going to start construction on a big barrel house because we're running out of room.
Jenny Pennington is one of the founders of the Nashville-based company. She says it costs a lot to produce whiskey. You have to buy the equipment, the barrels, the space to keep them. But this whiskey has to age for several years before it goes on the shelf.
Every time you lay down a barrel of whiskey, you're pretty much writing a check and, you know, have to put it on the shelf for, you know, 4 to 6 years, however long you're going to age it.
So as a faster form of payment, Speakeasy has started making vodka.
And it's wonderful because you can make vodka today and, it's ready for the market tomorrow.
You could do rum, you could do gin, you could do vodka, you could do unaged whiskey.
Clay Risen has written a book about American whiskey, and he says this kind of business model isn't just happening in Tennessee. The number of distilleries have boomed nationwide, but he says it's tough to get started if you only want to make aged whiskey.
If you're looking to get investors, it can be very hard to convince people that, hey, I've never done this before, but you should give me money because it's going to pay off.
Charlie Nelson had a hard time getting funding. He owns Nelson's Greenbrier Distillery in Nashville. So he says,
my family and I, we decided to put up everything that we owned to personally guarantee a loan.
Now he's putting away a couple of barrels of whiskey every day.
My triple great-grandfather's original recipe.
Nelson's selling an unaged version in the meantime to bring in some cash. He says everything about this business requires a lot of patience.
And if you rush it, you might make a mistake.
His whiskey should be ready for market next year. By that time, more Tennessee companies may have joined the slow and steady race. In Nashville, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.